Hello there, it's new music time again here at Grassroots Radio WNCW. This is episode 39 of On the Way Up. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick. And in this episode, we take a break from our DJ for a Day feature, but manage to work in more songs along the way. You'll hear new songs from our daytime, nighttime, and overnight mix, with both WNCW favorites like Hayes Carl and newcomers like Nikki and the Phantom Callers making it into the podcast. You'll also get a segue of the week, matching up a new tune from Sharon Van Etten with an indie classic from the band Pylon. Most all of these songs are also going to be represented on the Spotify playlist WNCW New Music. You can subscribe to that and check out a lot of things on our WNCW platform there. Had to substitute just a couple of the songs for availability, but it's another way that you can enjoy some of these artists. So let's get it going with this one. It's the band Danger Muffin.
From your soul.
Seth Walker is a regular on the WNCW airwaves, and we were likely to play his new album at least some, but man, this one is knocking it out of our ballpark. Seth is drawing inspiration from his time spent in Havana, and the rhythms and melodies throughout Are You Open display a very warm, sunny foundation, as well as Seth's guitar playing more front and center. Jenna Ricks of the Wood Brothers produced the record, and Seth Walker is on tour this spring all over the U.S., coming through North Carolina in mid-February. He will also play live on WNCW on the 13th. That was All I Need to Know. Guitarist Andy Bassford may have been born in Connecticut, but his heart has been in Jamaica since at least 1977, when he debuted on a Horace Andy record. He moved to the island in 1980 and began doing sessions at Channel 1 with Roots Radix, going on to play with a host of reggae greats, including Dennis Brown, and later on as a member of Toots and the Maytals for more than two decades. When Sting and Shaggy made a record together, they called Andy to be on it. He's also played on a lot of well-known non-reggae artists' albums like Natalie Merchant and Bobby Keys. That was The Harder They Come from his tribute to Jimmy Cliff called The Harder They Strum. Lead singer Dan Lotti and lead guitarist Mike Savilli formed the first incarnation of Charleston, South Carolina band Danger Muffin back in 2007, and after switching out their bassist with current band member Steven Sandifer, they released five more albums and toured nationwide. After their 2017 record, Heritage, the trio became a quartet, with the addition of drummer Adam Williams. There was already a big sound to Danger Muffin, and adding Williams expanded their sonic range even more. And with Steven Sandifer adding percussion to their sound, they have even more tools at their disposal. They are great on record, but they really shine live. And on Live at Stage 1, they are firing on all cylinders, letting their reggae-inspired jams go into fifth gear. That was Ancient Golden Star getting the show started off from their performance at Stage 1 in Fairfield, Connecticut. Next up is one of my favorite artists of the past few years, and the latest from Nick Waterhouse on WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up.
My father never had to ask these kind of things. I don't think they happened in the past. I've been walking on the Strasse, strolling on the boulevard, long before cold computing. You know they had cars.
Some family shame. Some people round here just take it year by year. Some people getting ready for the end of the world. Some people getting ready for their firstborn girl. Some people round here, well, it ain't always so clear what the people gonna say. Some people better
Matt Ellis's new album, Rambler Pacifico, will be released late in March, and that was Some People. This record was recorded primarily in Ellis's garage studio in L.A., with guests like Nick Luca, who's played with Calexico and Devotchka, adding layers of keyboards, Moog, and guitars. And halfway through the recording, Matt and his wife, Vaveen, discovered they were expecting a baby girl. They named her Magnolia and dedicated a song to her on the album, which of course was played when she was being born. Matt went into the recording process with incomplete songs and no lyrics, saying, quote, "I was confident I could place a bet on a guitar part and melody, and I had faith lyrics would present themselves down the line. We were free to experiment, and the clock never ran out. It was an indulgence I hadn't experienced in the studio before, and I took full advantage of it," end quote. There's also a version of Pete Seeger's If I Had a Hammer, featuring Cam Franklin of the band The Suffers. After living in San Francisco and getting his first records under his belt and collaborating with artists like Ty Segall and Leon Bridges, Nick Waterhouse moved back south and made Los Angeles his home. Nick's sound is both retro and totally his own, and he has also produced and played on like-minded quartet A La La's first two records. His fourth album is self-titled, and was recorded at the studio Electrovox Recorders, onto tape through analog equipment, much of it recorded live. Waterhouse co-produced with Paul Butler of Michael Kiwanuka and St. Paul and the Broken Bones fame, and was backed by his six-piece band and by another 10 friends and session musicians, including flute player Ricky Washington, who is Kamasi Washington's father. He also covers his mentor Joshi Joe Armstead, who wrote and sang with Ray Charles. We'll get into our late night groove coming up, but right now, here's Lauren Morrow with Vicki Lynn.
She was born in the spring in a hospital room in Anniston. Her parents named her Vicki Lynn, but they didn't know why. The doctors and the nurses told her mama that she might not make it. Said you better start praying for her to get through the night. Do Child to care for, she's a baby raising a baby at 22. By the time she found peace with her boy on her knee, she had had it, so she moved to Atlanta to start over for a year or two.
Like a tragedy that just hasn't happened yet. I've been on a losing streak and I'm trying to forget. You act like we were meant to be, like country songs in Tennessee. Baby, I need to believe, 'cause I want you so bad. You say you will, but I know you won't. I know you won't. I know you won't be there. You got leaving in your eyes, and I don't see it. It'll turn your promise into lies, no matter how you try to keep it. And now I'm standing at the edge of town, the bell heavy as the sun goes down. So tired of going round and round, I wanna take you at your word. You say
went back to kissing when the love
Here's another late night entry into WNCW rotation that could easily find its way into a daytime spin or two. Nikki and the Phantom Callers with Prodigal Daughter from a two-song EP called What the Daughter Does, the Mother Did. Bandleader Nikki Speak grew up singing in her church in her Alabama hometown and went on to front punk and country bands in college. The Phantom Callers are a four-piece from Atlanta who feature Anna Kramer on bass, who is also a latter-day addition to the Rockateens. This is a disc that you can hear most often on Arc Overnight with host Rob Daves, along with his trusty band of volunteer DJs. And even if you're not up that late, you can check out Arc when you access our archives page as a member of WNCW. Has Hayes Carl used strings in his music before now? I'm thinking no, but in any case, there you have it, on the song Be There in the middle of that set from What It Is, his first album since bringing us Lovers and Leavers in 2016. Overall, this record has lots more punch than his last one, but I picked out a more down-tempo number here, one of many he co-wrote with his creative and romantic partner, fiancée Allison Moorer. There's a lot of variety here in tempo and instrumentation, in mood, and also a lot of fairly wry social commentary going on. It's all very tastefully done, and he's never hitting you over the head with politics, even when he's making his point. Hayes Carl recently moved to Nashville and made his debut on the Grand Ole Opry as well. We started the set with Lauren Morrow's debut as a solo artist after over a decade as the centerpiece of Atlanta band The Whiskey Gentry. That was Vicky Lynn, a song about her mother's youth, starting from her birth in 1955 and ending when she had Lauren in 1985. Morrow and her husband, guitarist and co-producer Jason, pulled in a band of Nashville players, including former Deer Tick member Robbie Crowell on keys. It was recorded at the historic Nashville Studio Creative Workshop with producer and engineer Parker Kaysen. Now for an all-late-night vibe with a set of women artists, starting with Juliana Hatfield.
Thank you.
that's our segue of the week. Wrapping up this episode of On the Way Up from Pylon and the tune Feast on My Heart. Pylon was in the thick of the explosion of independent artists from Athens, Georgia in the 1980s. It was said that they were more often heard of than heard from, so they didn't match the fame of fellow travelers like the B-52s or REM, but their music is just as fresh today as when it was made decades ago. In the middle, Sharon Van Etten. Do you ever feel like you perform better when there's a whole lot going on, when there are so many things you have to do? If so, I think Sharon Van Etten is in your camp. Her new album, Remind Me Tomorrow, was written while she was pregnant, going to school for a psychology degree, and successfully auditioning for the Netflix series The OA. Sometime around then, she also wrote the film score for the film Strange Weather, among other things. That was Comeback Kid from her critically acclaimed fifth album, which you can hear weeknights on WNCW's Music Mix. Back in 1986, Juliana Hatfield was in a band called the Blake Babies, going on to play bass in the Lemonheads before her solo debut in 1992. Many records later, including a Blake Babies reunion and her Olivia Newton-John covers album of 2018, she brings us Weird, saying, quote, I wanted to make an album about the contentment of being inside an apartment and living inside a very small radius, end quote. That was the song Broken Doll, kicking off our set. Hatfield has been a staple of our ARC Overnight programming since the beginning of our all-night shows, which also began when Juliana gave us her first Juliana Hatfield 3 album in 1992. That's all for now. Thanks for listening to WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up. For Grassroots Radio, I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, encouraging you to support the artists whose music you enjoyed on the show, and to support the radio station that plays them. You can become a member of WNCW anytime at our website at wncw.org. Until next time, we leave you with our theme song from Eliza Lynn.
Sing a new song in the rain. Sing a new song till the drops coming down. Sing a new song. Sing a new song where the sky meets the